Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Wow. I'm always asked why and how and who and what and where and when. Like, what really... why does it matter so much to me that people succeed? Well, I'm Terry Hines, and I think it's something that I take on a personal level. Just like you, I had folks who might not have been able to really see what your talent or your vision or what you're all about was really about. And we need that support. We need it. I'm no different. But when I really began my business journey, I just could not stand by and let others fail. So I've done everything I can to inspire, encourage, uplift. And I think it matters. I think I see it here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Each broadcast, the responses, the feedback, and it's telling me that we're on the right track. We're on the right track. Support us. Pass along this incredible gem that we have each morning. Pass along what we do here and the economical opportunities to advertise and help shape our community. It's up to you.
We'll be right back.
All right, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. I am so excited to talk about this incredible magazine, AfroLock Magazine. It's no secret that we have put together a very, very popular publication that is available monthly. Readers everywhere, literally all over the world. Now, this particular, in this current issue, I've got to say, I have to do a big shout-out to Sam Enon, the man behind BOBSA.org. SKIN stands for Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and Sam started this iconic business out there in the West Coast, and we're so excited. So he put together, I should say he compiled a list of incredible Black publications, Black magazines that we just all, have been a part of our lives, really. And we are so excited to kind of talk about them on today's broadcast. So AfroLock Magazine, we are just getting this thing going. Again, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, let me just say that Black magazines, they have just been crucial to the Black hair care industry and the wider community just for decades, just providing a platform for Black voices and promoting diversity in media. With the rise of the internet and the digital publishing, it's easier to launch a Black magazine and reach new audiences. There are few paper publications today. Digital magazines offer a unique opportunity to share important stories and to connect readers around the world, which is so very, very important, Kerry and Michael.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, we are going to count down these publications. Michael, we're going to lead off with you all the way from number 21 to 1. And again, if you're just joining us, we are welcoming our fans from all over the world. And thanks to Sam Inan, the man behind BAFSA.org, BAFSA, and he's the president out there, who compiled this great list of Black magazines. And as you pointed out, Nicole Marie, these magazines have been very much a part of our lives.
Yes.
And we're just excited, really, to lead on in. So at number 21, you guys out there will never guess what publication is kicking this off at number 21. Michael, do you want to fill everybody in?
Wow, Karen. Number 21, our favorite magazine, Afrolock Magazine, coming in at number 21.
Wow.
At 2-1 for you civilians, number 21.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, Michael Hopkins. Nicole Marie, what do you want to say? Number 21 is Afrolock.
I'm just so very excited about Afrolock Magazine. I mean, it's just a wonderful opportunity to just share with just people, again, all around the world, just so much fabulous information about hair, beauty, and community.
That's
and
right.
I'm just so excited to just be on this list. Thank you again to Sam. Just excited to be on this list and be recognized as one of the best publications, Black publications.
Right. I agree 100%. Michael Hopkins, I really have to say, I mean, to first of all be on an iconic list as we start to count down these numbers from 21, I'm just happy and honored. I really am. Yeah, we've got to truly take a moment to acknowledge this. And that Afrolock is just really coming out of the gate, so to speak,
exactly.
And to be recognized on this level, that just speaks to the faith and the hope and the support that folks really contribute to how much and how well we do our work here at Afrolock Magazine.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, right. It's
so very thankful
problem.
And grateful.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And yes, we are. So very grateful to the fans, to all our readers. We're just so grateful.
Afrolock
was
number.
Just, wow.
Yes, I'm, and you know how happy I am to hear that at Afrolock Magazine for the year 2023, absolutely. Now, Michael, what's that number 20 on our list as we count down?
Number 20 on our list is the Soul Town Magazine.
Oh, okay. Now, I've got to speak to the Soul Town Magazine because I can just hear it now. Our fans might not be as familiar, and I'll break it on down why. Because when you really look at the Soul Town magazine, which is an incredible publication in its own right, and so deserving of being number 20 on the list, and Chillin Kaba, who is the incredible person behind, I should say publisher behind, the Soul Town Magazine, and I love them so much, and we want to shout them out. They're a media partner to our publication of Afrolock Magazine. And now their magazine Chillin is out in California, I believe in the Silicon Valley area and all of that. And so her publication is all about community, too, and it's so beautifully laid out in so many different colors. So I just want to shout them out. They had invited me to be their one of their hair editors when we first kind of were in the throes of planning our publication. So I just want to shout them out this morning. They're fantastic, and we just appreciate you.
Awesome.
Yeah, up and down. So thank you for being one of our media
thank
partners.
You.
And we're real excited. Okay, Nicole Marie, can you? Yes, yes, number 19 on the list.
Yes, number 19 is Shop Talk magazine.
And what? Yes, from what year is that?
That is Shop 2003.
Yes.
Wow.
We want to definitely acknowledge these years because they go back with these publications.
Yes.
Such a great job. Shop
wow.
Talk, what Shop Talk is, for those of you who are really, this is the first time you may be in the hair business and you may have not heard of some of these publications. That's very possible. Shop Talk was a very, very, very popular industry magazine. And this was really before I kind of got on the scene in the hair world, but I was aware of it. I was aware of it because once I entered into the hair and beauty industry, I had to do my research. And so I found out that Shop Talk was the magazine. If you were a person of color and you were entering in the world of hair, you needed to know what they were saying in Shop Talk. So I shout them out this morning. Michael Hopkins, what's next on the list?
Next on the list, Carrie, Nicole Marie, is Upscale Magazine.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yes, founded in 1986. Wow.
Was it 80? Yeah, 87, I think it was.
87,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Upscale Magazine. What can we say? Nicole Marie, do you want to take a stab at Upscale Magazine before I jump on in?
Well, let me just say, Upscale Magazine, definitely love the publication. So familiar with the publication, have just, you know, delved into stories for the publication, and it's just wonderful. Just wonderful magazine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Michael, anything you want to add to, were you familiar with Upscale along the way?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie, very much so. And, I, you know, from time to time, I would get a chance to read it, it'd be on the newsstand, and I would get a chance to kind of read through it, glance through it, and very informative.
Well, I have to tell you. For me, Upscale, yes, 1,000%. I totally agree with you. I, with both of you, Upscale was a part of growing up for me. I remember seeing it on television shows. Of course, the family would have Upscale in the house. It just was a big part of my life growing up. And to one day literally work for the magazine.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I can really say that is incredible and comes full circle for me. The family, the Bronners, who really are the folks behind the magazine, you guys know Bronner Brothers with the big Bronner Brothers hair show in Atlanta. Well, it used to be.
Oh, yes.
But here's the thing, they started the Upscale magazine, Bernard Bronner, and I want to shout Bernard out, good colleague in the industry. He's been at our shows and has sat down and we've shared meals and talk over strategies and all of that. And I'm so grateful because they've helped us along the way kind of guide us on our path. We wouldn't be where we are with hair radio. We wouldn't be where we are with my Hair Nation Expo event. my Carapi hair products, none of that, and certainly not with Afrolock magazine. So I certainly want to shout Bernard and the Bronners out and thank them so much. And that has a lot to do with Upscale. You guys know I worked with Upscale recently for a good while. I put in some time there. My work has been in about at least 6 or 7 of their publications. Over a year, I created the first to do so, a 24-hour radio network for the magazine. Very proud of that contribution. And it's really set us on the pathway to create an incredible magazine of our own. So I'm very, very proud of Afrolock.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, what's next on the list? Nicole Marie.
Number 17 is Braids and Beauty, and that was founded in 2011.
Wow. See, I've seen Braids and Beauty, wasn't quite sure. I wasn't all that familiar with it.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to just kind of, you guys may have seen them on the newsstand. So I believe I did. I was mostly in the Northeast.
Wow, yes.
Right.
And so
I've seen it, but not very familiar, though. I've seen
exactly.
The publication, though.
Yes, same with me. I mean, I've seen it before down here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, a lot of these magazines, they've made the rounds. High Pair, I've got to jump on in with that. I want to say it's 1991, I believe.
Yeah,
I remember. Well, I will tell you, I remember Hype Hair. I was living in Montclair at that time, Montclair, New Jersey, and that's where Adrian started Hype Hair magazine. I remember they used to do a lot of photo shoots and things like that and have an incredible following right away. The magazine was very, very popular. Always kind of contacted them, and I'm like, I'm in the industry. I'm right here in Montclair. One of the, I selected another hairstylist from right in the Montclair area to be one of the co-hosts on the hair radio show as we had started way back at, I think about 3 years in. We started about 95, 3 or 4 years later after. So the magazine was already kind of on, kind of, as they say, on and popping. And,
right.
yeah, so high hair. Really, we shout them out. They have been incredible, and what a wonderful legacy. They've had many, many, many celebrities on their covers. They've had incredible stories about hair and hair care. So if we can be, and when I say we, if Afrolock magazine can be anywhere near the list of folks, as we have mentioned, like Upscale magazine, Braids and Beauty, Hype Hair, we are just doing it up. And I can just be so, so very proud.
Wow.
I really am, yes. So I'm excited. Okay, so Michael Hopkins, yes, I think we've got you up next, Michael. What you want to share with us?
We have Black Beauty and Hair. And this was in 1988 where it had its beginning.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I think we had, and I think we also had Black Hair around the same time.
Black
so
Hair.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was in those 80s.
Yeah. So, so these are two big brands that everybody is kind of aware. And I have to say, I've seen them out there. But again, some of these were a little before my time, but I know you guys out there know. So we want to just say thank you so much. Now, number 13, Sophisticates Black Hair. Of course, we've seen that magazine. They've been around for many, many years, Sophisticate Black Hair Style and Care. And Care Guide is really, and they've, I think they actually put out that they were out since the 1980, literally.
1980,
so
yes.
I know you guys have seen them out there because they've been out there.
And time flies. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time. Well, listen, I want to take a moment, and we will really get down to pretty much close to the top 10, really top 11 in just a moment or two. But I wanted to just talk in general about this because we've all been inspired by these magazines. There was a time there was not a such thing called the internet. There was no people. The only way that you would see your favorite magazine is to go to the barbershop or the hair salon, pretty much. You didn't get them at home because we couldn't always afford subscriptions.
Right.
So, I remember one person would buy that magazine and pass it to everybody in the street. And those were the old days. So, I remember, were there any publication that you guys, we may get to it on the list, but is there any publication that kind of jumps out at you guys that you remember really looking forward to each week?
Wow.
Well, for myself, I would say Ebony and Jet. I remember going to my grandparents' house, and they always had it on the living room table. So I would always see it there, and I would always read and look through the publications and always just enjoyed it.
Yes. And, Michael, any that may have not been on the list that you might have been really that comes to mind?
Wow. Now, just looking back, I seem to remember some of the entertainment magazines that had some of the stars like the Jackson 5 and the groups like back then. I remember that was in my teenage years. And those are the kind of magazines I remember from back then.
Well, what were some of the names of those magazines, Michael Hopkins?
Well, matter of fact, one of them's right here on the list back in 71, Right On.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That goes back. I remember
that,
Right On.
I remember that. And, you know, the big afros and the bell bottoms.
But was that, yes, that was the, I think that's on our list there.
Yes.
Yeah, in about 71 or so. Right On magazine was one of those publications that really predates something like, I don't know, kind of like predates, what is that, MTV and all of that kind of stuff.
All of that good stuff, right.
The videos, and it was about black entertainment, so you'd see the Jacksons on everything, or Michael Jackson and all of that.
Oh, yes. I remember it very well.
Well, one of my favorite magazines, which is definitely not on this list, but I'm going to say it should be because it was one of my absolute favorites, and that was, you guys will never guess what magazine that was. And remember, this is a family show.
Wow.
I'm going to just have to jump on in because you guys will never guess. It was, okay, I'll tell you. It was shaped a little bit like Jet Magazine, and it always talked about all the stars.
Hmm.
Ooh.
You guys really don't know. Okay, I know you guys out there listening. You guys know. It was, and they would change and have different folks on the cover each week, your favorite celebrities from the most popular programs on TV.
Uh-oh. Are you? Is that TV Guide?
Wow, finally, yes. TV Guide magazine was my favorite.
Oh, wow.
I used to love TV Guide. For you guys out there, most of you may not remember TV Guide, but it absolutely was one of my favorites. And they always talked. It was like Entertainment Tonight before there was Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed it. And it would have, like, those covers that, Michael, you kind of mentioned about the Jeffersons and all of that. I just remember them being on
right.
one of the covers. And they would have so many stars. And whether it was from the black community or outside, it was still just fantastic. I would read them every week. And so they're not on this list. So I just thought that they deserved honorable mention. Okay. Yeah, so not bad. Okay, so we kind of left off at Black Enterprise at number 11 on this list. And that I didn't realize that Black Enterprise, which was around since, what is that, the 70s? Late
70s? 1970.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, 1970, actually, the early 70s. Okay, yeah, that's
right.
Incredible. Black Enterprise, which you guys know, is a publication about business. It was
right.
It was mostly black business, and I love it. Now, I didn't make it to Black Enterprise, but guess what?
What was that?
Mentioned in Black Enterprise Online.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of their magazine.
Great, Carrie.
And
that's a good one.
And, and I remember because back in the 1999 to about 2002 or something like that, I had created a radio program for one of my good friends who was a radio, was an animator, or like animation, dealt with like all kinds of animation. So I created a radio show called Radio Animation, and that it was picked up by Black Enterprise Online. And they mentioned that I was a producer on the show and all of that. And that
is
the only
thing
that I was ever mentioned
wow.
as part of anything that was associated with Black Enterprise. But
That's great. Congratulations, Gary.
Great
Thank
stuff.
You. Yeah. You can still, it's still out there on the internet. You can really Google it, but you got to look very hard for it. But it's out there. And so I'm this is the whole story. And it talks about the whole story because it was Radio Animation, if I'm not mistaken. This was a long time ago, but it was really fantastic, and it's great to even be connected, shall we say, on this list.
Right.
Now, I see, right above that, I see Essence Magazine. So, Nicole Marie, I've got to have you talk about this. Were you familiar with Essence and all of that?
I love Essence Magazine, and I actually have a subscription right now to Essence Magazine.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Really,
yeah.
What do you love about Essence?
I love the fashion, the stories that are in it, because obviously I can definitely relate to it. There's so much information in there, you know, tailored to women and just information that I can relate to. I just love it. And that's why I still have my subscription now. I just always look forward to, okay, who's going to be on the cover? What's going to be the cover story? And I just have enjoyed it for years. Just enjoyed it.
Well,
and they started in 1970 as well.
That is a long time. Now, what about Fellas? Do we have a way to, are we supposed to enjoy Essence, or it's really just for
Nicole.
It's for women and men. But I'm just saying for myself, I just love the information that's in there that's geared towards me as a woman.
Oh, okay. So they do that. They put some information just for ladies, is what you're saying.
Some. I mean, some of their articles and so forth are geared towards women. You know, I mean, everyone can read it, but some of the information is geared for women.
Okay. I was just curious if they also had men's stuff in there, but I guess they do. Okay. The Essence is incredibly popular. What I do know of Essence is that once a year they have that big party in Louisiana, I believe.
Oh, yes, with the Essence Festival.
Yes, and let me tell you something. I am so inspired. I am. I'm going to just put it on out there. Don't be surprised if we don't have a festival of our own starting one of these days. You know how much I love
it. That would be wonderful.
I think so, too. So don't count me out yet, folks. You don't know Carrie Hines. So believe me, you'll be surprised. And to be quite honest, I would like to start one of those festivals sooner than later so that, you know, because it takes a long time to really pick up steam. So we can start small with one of those, and I think that would be great and have folks to come out and support. So, you know, we're gonna keep our eyes on things. But, yes,
awesome.
I'm loving that. And great to have Essence as one of the top 10 on this list. Now, Michael, Ebony is up next. Ebony Jr. Did you mention Ebony Jr.? Back in the 70s.
No, but I remember Ebony Jr. I used to read that one back then, too.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Michael,
yeah.
You probably remember more of these magazines than most of us, because I don't remember. I remember Ebony,
Ebony Jr. It was geared more toward young African-American children.
Oh,
and that's why I remember it so much, because I used to read it all the time. Yeah, teens and tweens, and it was geared towards them.
Oh, well, that's probably what it, okay.
Right.
Wow.
It was a great magazine. It really was. Wow. It was a great magazine. I used to enjoy it.
I think all of these magazines were quite popular then. And
yes.
Don't forget,
very
we
much
started
so.
Off with one iconic brand at number 21. You guys forgot what that is already.
Oh, no. We're not going to forget Afro.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we've got a great person on the line. Her name is Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner, the proprietor, if you will, of A Cut Above Salon. Now, they're out of New Jersey. Edith, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Kerry. Glad to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you. Now, you've garnered quite a bit of press over the years. You've had to, you know, pretty much go up against redevelopment folks who wanted to kind of just come in and do some things, you know, to establish themselves where you were already in a established. So we're going to talk about all of that. But first of all, Edith, take us back. You've been in business for about 30 years. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually born North Carolina, grew up in Brooklyn, and moved to New Jersey almost a little over 30 years ago. And started in the business almost 28 years ago.
So what was it that what was it that kind of gave you that little, what lit that flame, if you will, then, you know, that desire that you wanted to do hair? What was that?
Well, actually, I was looking for something to, I was looking for additional income. I was divorced with a young child, and I felt like I wasn't sure how corporate life was going to go for me, and it didn't go well. So I went looking for a business, and I loved doing hair. Used to do it in college, did my own, did my friends and family without any training. And so I purchased the shop and then went to school. Wouldn't
so you
advise
purchased me. The, right, that's what I was about to say. You purchased the shop first and then went to school.
Yes,
tell
I wouldn't call that.
That
wasn't a good, smart thing to do because when you really don't even understand how to do the work, and then you really don't understand the business aspects of running the business, it's a steep learning curve. But you got to be a persevering person. So I stuck in there, went to school, and then learned how to run my store. And so it's 28 years, and I'm really quite happy with what has happened.
Okay, so at the end of the day, it's absolutely worked out for you, but you wouldn't advise anyone else to, hey, buy the salon first and then go to school?
Nope, I would not. I would actually and have advised people to go to school, learn how to do the work, you know, get the skills, work someplace that you want to, if you're planning to have a shop, work in a place that you like, that you see how it's run, so you learn the business and the back end of the business. Because really, you can do all the hair you want to do. If you don't know how to manage your business, it won't be successful.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got with us Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner of the Cut Above Salon. And they're located, Edith, you guys are in New Jersey where?
New Brunswick, New Jersey. We've
New
been in
Brunswick.
New Brunswick. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would people find you? Is there a website and a phone number?
Yes, www.acutabovehair.net. And the phone number is 732-249-6885.
Okay, now just switching gears and kind of still talking about some things that happened in the past, you got quite a bit of press and notoriety when the city chose the block with your salon on it to redevelop. Now, you had been in business at that point, what, for about 10 years, and there was a great article that was in the archives of Black Enterprise, and I thought this was just great, where you kind of took, you know, I hate to say the word fluff, but you took on the city. And tell us what that was all about and your experience.
Okay. Well, my salon was on a corner. We had a really great location right downtown New Brunswick in the theater district. And I believe it was October 1996. A reporter dropped in and said, "Have you heard?" I said, "Have I heard what? Have you heard the city's taking this block?" "What do you mean taking this block?" I had just redone my shop. My landlord and I had made a wonderful deal. He needed more space. I had more than I needed. He took some of mine and, you know, replumbed my thing, gave me a whole new bathroom, and I bought new furniture. I mean, we were sitting pretty on that corner, both of us, happy as we could be. And the city came and said the UMDNJ, the University of Medicine and Dentistry, was going to build an office building on our block, the whole block. There were 17 businesses on that block, and they were taking the block. And the city and the developer went about the business of trying to move us all out of there. And that was October 1996. And so I'm like, okay, this is not good. And I, you know, tried to talk to my neighbors about it. And, you know, some of them were fearful. I mean, I said, look, you know, they're going to take the block. You got to get that. They're going to get it. We have to make the best deal we can do to survive our businesses. And some of them, some of the businesses were owners, so they were going to be paid for their buildings, but I was a renter. my landlord was great. He owned the building, and so, you know, we just fought. And so I got a lawyer who was one of my customers. This is what people, you know, the city and the development company didn't quite get, that you never know who's sitting in the beauty parlor. And my client, I had a client who was a politician, or she worked for a political person, and I had a client who both were attorneys, was an attorney, and they, you know, came to my aid. And so my lawyer, after 7 months of me just fussing and fighting, and, you know, if you are negotiating and you can get publicity, then they have to deal with you. And, of course, this poor woman, that would be me, was going to lose her business. My daughter was graduating from college. I mean, high school. I'm getting ready to send her to college, and they're trying to put me out of business. This will not work. So I actually had Channel 9 come, you know, because I'd send press releases. I had a relationship with a young lady who was a writer, and I said, you got to write me a press release. I need to have the newspapers here. And so she did, and we had newspaper coverage. Then we had TV coverage on the block in the corner, which aggravated the city immensely. And my attorney came in towards the end of that, and because I didn't have an attorney, I was doing this by myself. Wow. And she said, I'll help you. She said, we can get this done. And so she started negotiating with the developer. And so when she finished, you know, just to make a long story shorter, I actually got moved to another place. My rent was subsidized by my developer in the new place for a year, and I was put right back in their brand-new building when they got it finished, and they built out my salon because, really, the little bit of money they spent on me was nothing compared to the lots of money they were going to make on the building. So to get somebody to finally shut up and
and move. I hear you.
They took very good care of me, and they are presently my landlords, and they're very nice to me. We it's great. I have a great relationship with them, and it's all good. And so I would just advise anybody, because it's scary when it happens, because you think they have all the power. But if you can write and you can talk, you can make a deal for yourself that is good for you and your family. And that was what I learned in corporate America, how to negotiate. And that's what I was doing before I bought that shop. I worked in corporate America, and I took all kinds of classes, and one of them was a negotiating class. And I have negotiated that, my rent increases, et cetera, ever since. And that was the best class I ever had.
And well, they would be real yeah, proud of you.
Oh, I think they would. They would. And, you know, and it's, you know, I had a meeting last week with some hairdressers, and so a young lady was saying, you know, she didn't know about her rent, and I told her, you know, and my first rent was negotiated by my cousin, who was a real estate accountant, and he taught me a lot that day, you know, about rent increases, you know, the time you want, you know, the lease of time, you know, you don't want to go into a place and build out your salon and get a one-year lease. That would be nuts. You want to do 5 years. If you want 10 years, or you want to know what the city's going to do with the town, because I didn't know. And then after they started with, you know, the redevelopment, I found out this was in the master plan of the city, that they were going to make these changes over years. They had to just go through the statutory things that they needed to do it. So when people are looking for a salon, they need to go and find out what the city has planned for their town, and because then they'll know how it will impact them and their business.
Wow.
I hope I didn't just go on too much there.
No, not at all. We love it. And this is the information that we want to share. Now, let's switch up the gears a little bit. We want to tell folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have with us Edith Younger of A Cut Above Salon. And, again, they're in New Jersey. New Brunswick, New Jersey, that is, and we want to talk about a cut above salon. What exactly do you specialize in at the salon?
Okay, well, we do hair, we do relaxers, we cut, we style. Edith, personally, that would be me. I try to do an hair replacement, hair restoration, try to find out what's going wrong if somebody's coming in and saying they're having hair loss. That is what I am working on myself, as well as I do everything else. But this is where I feel like, you know, my calling is. So it's just to help people keep their hair on their head. If they want it, if they don't, then I'll cut it for them. But my job is to make sure they have a healthy head of hair. And
as women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's an all-new special on the top 10 fashion icons right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. A couture countdown featuring some of the best-known ladies in pop culture and beyond. And it's hosted by our very special contributor, Miss Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So tune in. It's airing now across Hair Radio platforms.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. Just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It's Thursday morning, October 26th of 2023. Let me bring to the line, it's mid-show. Let me bring to the line, you've been listening to Nicole Marie throughout the morning. She is from Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, officially, Miss Nicole Marie.
Good morning, good morning. Happy mid-show.
All right. Yes, we are live this morning. Happy mid-show back at you. Yeah, real excited today. Well, I've really been enjoying the broadcast. You guys know in the first hour we kind of go in our vault a little bit and dig up some wonderful content for you guys.
Yeah.
Much of it is requested. And then we have some of our favorites, of course. So how are you down in Water Valley on a Thursday morning?
I am doing great. Yes, throwback Thursday. I am doing wonderful today. Just moving on through this week. Ooh, it's been a great week, though.
Yeah.
Great, great week.
Yeah. And the month
how are you
really
doing there in New York?
Doing well. Yeah, doing well up here in Brooklyn. Like I was saying, the month has really zoomed on by for us. It really has.
But
I'm very excited. There's so much always going on every day in the news. Good Google. All right. But let's talk. We're going to keep everything positive today. I just love the broadcast this morning. We kicked off with one of Shaka's new songs. Her song is called Woman
Love
Like Me.
Shaka Khan.
Which is like her. But yeah, she's just phenomenal. She really is. And the style of the song is just a little bit different than I believe a typical song. It's just
so different from
it's
her,
very,
but I love it.
Yeah. It has a little bit of a raw edge to it. So you gotta
She's like that anyway. But her music has been a little bit different than that. But I'm loving
more
the song
funky.
Though.
She's always been much more funkier. You know, like the music. I think this is a little bit in the R&B realm more so.
Right.
More traditional R&B. And she goes in with those lyrics. Good grief. If you ever listen to those lyrics, wow. That's all I can say. Well, listen, I have just happy we took a moment to kind of reflect, Nicole Marie, on the magazines. We had to talk about black publications yesterday. Well, that too, and was yesterday not just incredible?
It was
had the folks at Upscale. Yes, Upscale magazine.
Yeah.
Good folks, the incredible Lily. Yeah.
Love
so
them.
This was just
I love
a little
Lily.
Bit of a nod. Yeah, they're fantastic. Right. All of those publications. From days gone by. We're honored to be included in that, and folks have been asking.
Exactly.
They've also been asking when is Afrolock making its return back. So I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed on that. We're working diligently.
Okay.
You know, we take our time with everything, and it ain't ready until I take it out the oven.
We certainly do. Right.
Yeah, so we're working on our special issue, and then we're looking at whether we're going to put out the holiday or we're going to put out the new year. So we're looking and analyzing all of that. We'd like to hear from you guys as well on it. Some of you have already expressed your viewpoint, and we will definitely we will keep that in mind as we move along with the fabulous Afrolog magazine. But yeah, yesterday was great to have Millie. You remember Miss Millie? She was on before, and she talked about Upscale, of course, and her role, and that we are all part of the magazine family. And
yes.
So I love that, and
that's
I thought that was
is.
Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really,
well, I mean,
really
it's
great.
It's so great to have, you know, others that you just collaborate with, because just like on the list of different magazines, you know, those earlier magazines paved the way, you know?
Yeah, they
so
really have.
It's very important.
Yeah, we stand on the shoulders of those magazines, like we said, and that is really incredible. My favorite still is Maggie Anderson. You guys just heard from Maggie a few minutes ago. We play Maggie every day, and every so often I got to explain
every
it because
morning.
Every morning, without fail, and there's a reason for that. There is a reason for that. Nothing that you hear on the Hair Radio Morning Show is just by accident. It's by design, folks. By design.
Exactly.
That's why when you listen to the broadcast and you listen to it as one collective piece, there is a thematic kind of feel of what we've put together. And that's why folks around the world have been supporting this incredible broadcast for literally the Hair Radio Show since 1995. But the morning show, this morning version, for coming up on 10 years and soon. Yeah, we just celebrated our 900. Today's the 913th show, so.
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a
and
whole so, lot of shows.
Yeah, that's a
amazing.
Lot. And each one 3 hours. So we're talking about being the longest running broadcast on Hair and Beauty on radio in the history of broadcasting on, and now with this new version of podcasting. We've been around so long, we've seen trends come and go from hair and beauty to radio. And here we are. We're still here. We're a venerable business. We've been here a long time, and we thank you for helping to keep us here.
Yeah,
so continue to
we
support
certainly
it.
Appreciate you.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Don't forget to advertise and support us and all of that, and share your thoughts and things. We reflect what you are.
Exactly.
We reflect what you
definitely
are.
Definitely want to hear your feedback.
Yeah. And as I was listening to Edith Younger a little bit, talking about being kind of sized out by the landlord and all this, there was a part in there where I asked Edith, you know, what kind of work she does, and she mentioned about relaxers, and I said, wow, you can tell this is from our older series of The Vault, because it's over 10 years old, because at that time, it was nobody thought twice about talking about relaxers so much. But in this day and age, in 2023, you know, it's all the news. It's all over the news about the FDA now looking to ban several of the chemicals that they feel are caustic in these relaxer products. So there we'll be following that, and we talk about it just about every day here. But it just, it's a reflection of the times. You see how the times kind of change?
Right.
And the conversations change. Yeah. So I just thought that. Yeah, and we're here. The Hair Radio Morning Show is what I love about the show. We're able to just bring it and have the different conversations. Yeah, the conversations that
we're definitely
that
not
really
afraid to have those conversations that, you know, are so very important. That engage people, inform people, you know. It's all about education.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I was thinking, I said, oh, boy, I think next week, I still, you know, speaking of which, I have to address those, you know, going to back to the community and all of that. We will be, I have the meetings, a ton of meetings to go to and support the folks in our community. It's community is still important, so important to us. So in addition to everything else, Now, I got to say, remember I mentioned about Maggie, I know I'm jumping around, but remember I mentioned about Maggie Anderson earlier,
and right.
We played Maggie every day here. There was a line that she said. Now, I've heard Maggie Anderson hundreds and hundreds of times because I play her every day. And I don't know if I ever actually gave the reason this morning because I mentioned it, but I don't know if I actually said why I play Maggie every day. Can you take a guess, Nicole Marie, why we play Maggie Anderson every day talking about what she talks about?
Well, Carrie, I believe that it's so, so very important. Like you said, business, yeah. But it's very important for us to support our own. To help keep our business alive. And by, we can only do that by supporting each other. I mean, she talks about living for a whole year. You know, the experiment, it was a whole year living off of black businesses. That's key right there. And so very
That's
important.
Right. That's right. And thank you for that. You hit that on the head. And that's why we play that every day, because I don't think anybody can say it as well as Miss Maggie Anderson.
Exactly.
Who puts it on out there. She really lets you, you know, she puts it on out there. She doesn't mince words, and neither do we. And I think my favorite words that she says, which stays in the back of my mind, economic racism. That's what we have to fight on today, is economic racism. I said, okay, you got to really go, oof, those are some heavy words, folks. And rightfully so. So I'm glad she put it on out there, and we're gonna leave it at that. Okay. Well, it's hard to come back from Miss Maggie Anderson now, let me tell you.
Maggie Anderson.
She's going to let you have it. Now, I have to say, Thursdays, of course, like I said, Throwback Thursday, we're super excited. The month is pretty much gone by next week. I think November rolls in next week.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
November 1st.
Yes, it's November 1st, and I think I've got meetings with the community board in Brooklyn on that day as well. So I'll keep you guys abreast. I'm working on up here. And all of that. I think you guys are going to really be quite impressed with that. So, just doing our thing and really just kind of staying busy with all that we're doing. I have to take a nod, and kind of comment about the Salon TV Network.
I was watching this morning, Carrie.
Oh, really?
There was a movie that was on this morning when I was getting ready. I was like, oh, my goodness, I love this.
Wow. That says a lot. Well, I caught the interview I did with Jorge that replaced a couple of other items were on when I got up and turned on the Salon TV Network, and that's what it's all about. It's so, I love that it's so crystal clear and just also brings us, and some of the movies that are there, it just reminds me of some of the classic movies, and it just gives us a moment to say, oh, this is interesting, or what exactly is this? And we're going to be doing a lot of movie nights and overnight,
awesome.
So we have some great late content, that you get to, I think it's fun, and we get to enjoy these movies and a lot of the shows and all of that, so the Salon TV Network. I just love it. Yeah, me too. And you guys can all get the Salon TV Network. And again, it plays in your house. It plays in your shop. It plays wherever you are.
Wherever you are, you just need
access to the internet. And even if you don't have the internet, you can still hotspot it to your phone. I mean, literally.
Right.
Salon TV Network, it really does. It plays, and it is just fabulous.
Right.
And so what
you can take
I'm
it
working
with you
on,
and go.
Yes, you absolutely. And I love that we can create commercial content.
Right.
You can have a show on the network. It gets no better than that. It really doesn't. And so I'm super excited. We're going to be working on some new webinars, and we can have those as well, and Zoom meetings and so much more. And I'm just excited about it. I really am. So we're going to be adding a lot to it. But
it's amazing.
It's great. You turn to it, Nicole's like, there's a movie on.
That is
so nice. Yes, it's just, you know, and when we say that it is Salon TV Network and it is hair and beauty and community and all of that wonderful good stuff, but it's also, it's about the things that are important to us.
Right.
It really is. We are more than just one dimension or a single dimension. We are really polydimensional. You know, we really are. That's my word. I just kind of created for you guys. I mean, we are many, many, many different things.
Right.
And I really like that. And so we've got what I do love about the Salon TV Network. We also have some game shows up there. We've got some movies up there. We got a whole lot of interesting stuff, so you catch it, and it looks so crystal clear.
It does.
Especially like the game show, it just bursts right off the screen. So I'm super, super excited. So, Nicole Marie, I got to talk about this. Every day you give us some inspiring words. You help us to kick off. Yes, this is mid-show, and folks have been listening to you all morning already, but you give us the hope in the middle of the day, in the middle of the show, which takes us through the middle of the day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And today is no exception. So let's just remind everybody what hope of the day is all about and what you've got on tap for us today.
I certainly will. Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it gives our lives meaning, no matter what we've been through, maybe going through, or what we may face in the future. There's always hope, just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So each and every day, I bring an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show for this Throwback Thursday. So today it is evolve, flow with technological changes. Don't lavishly follow every trend. Rather, stay flexible and take a wide view. Look at the broad trends and adapt to them. Pick those that will allow you to maintain connections, especially with your friends, families, and colleagues. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Nicole Marie with Hope of the Day. I love that. Patrick talks about evolving, and I think that just comes to mind in so many different ways. It rings true for me here. I also have to say a shout out to Rugged Evolution. And so much. Yeah, well, we evolve is the word. Because what that means, it's just you may start at A, let's say you start at M and you go up to A, you're just kind of climbing on.
Exactly.
And that's important. The climbing is important and keeping yourself open to change. Because
exactly.
As that other famous person said, the only thing that constantly changes is change.
Change.
And so, and my words, I always say, when you are open to change, you will have more pocket change. That's
so
Carrie
true.
Hines, Louis. That's my own little thing. Don't quit the day job, okay, type thing. But, yeah, you're right. But what about yourself? I mean, is evolution important to you, Nicole Marie?
It is very important. You can't get stuck in a particular way and not evolve because you're going to miss so much. Life is all about evolution, about changing, about learning, about growing. So you have to be a part of it. If not, you're going to miss a whole lot along the way because things are
yeah.
ever changing. Every day things are changing. Your life, things in your
That's
life
good.
Are changing every day, you know? So you have to stay abreast, especially here. Patrick Lindsay's talking about, you know, the technological changes and, you know, maintaining those connections with your friends, families, colleagues, and, you know, just everybody that you come in contact with. It's just very important. It's a must to
wow.
me. It's a must. You have to do it.
Yes, I think so, too. Well, listen, we're going to just check in with Mr. Michael Hopkins. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He is the host of Vet Talk Radio, which airs each
mm-hmm.
Tuesday
yeah.
morning right here across our network. And just curious in terms of evolving, because Michael is claims an accredited claims agent. Let's just get it on out there, an ACA, I call
right.
it, where he really does dig in to help navigate successful claims processing for the veterans who so richly deserve it. And real, real happy about his work. Let's see if we can get him on the line. I'd like to hear him weigh in on this evolving business
so
this morning.
I.
Right.
Hello,
Michael.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh. Kathy Mitchell, folks have been listening to you, Michael, this morning. You've been in our first hour
yes.
with Nicole, and we are so happy to have you in this mid-section this morning live on this October 26th. So what would you like to say? You heard Nicole Marie talk about evolving.
Wow. That, Carrie and Nicole Marie, that is so very important, evolving. You can't stand still, sit still, and get comfortable. You cannot stay in the comfort zone if you have places to go, people to meet, things to do. Now, if you don't have any of that, stay where you are. People like myself, I have those things to do. I got somewhere to go. I got people to meet. Especially as an accredited claims agent, yeah, I have tons of people to meet. I don't have time. I have to learn a new technology. I have to. And I've been loving it. I've been learning all kinds of new things with my phone, with the tablet, with the laptop, just talking to younger people that come up with things. And instead of me kind of being rejective of it, I embrace it. And it makes me a better person. It makes me more effective at what I do. Back over to you, Caroline.
Oh, I couldn't have said it any better than that, right, Nicole Marie?
Exactly.
Yes. Good way to put a little point on that, Michael. I appreciate that. Continue to evolve, folks. That's what this show is all about. And that's what we probably should kind of give it a nickname. It is about evolving. And we love that. And so thank you for that. Now, I've got to ask you guys, since we have you both here, really quickly on this, because this is really, the news is kind of still talking about the incredible impact of the big loss that we just suffered with the Shaft actor, Mr. Richard Roundtree.
Right.
And it's just, I said, let me just double check and circle back. Nicole Marie, have you seen some of the news coverage? And Michael, have you seen some of the news coverage, guys, on this?
I have.
Yes.
Very special tributes to him.
Yeah,
so.
It is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so
Michael,
sad.
He must have, that definitely from the generation past that we know well, What kind of impact did Richard Roundtree have on you?
Oh yeah. What should I say? Like you said, Carrie, that generation, that's the generation I grew up in. And Richard Roundtree, for a lot of the guys in my era, a lot of the teens, he was like an icon. He was a hero. He was Shaft. And all of us, in some shape, form, or fashion, wanted to emulate him. And when you look in the beginning of the movie Shaft, he's wearing that leather jacket. He's got that afro. You know, he's got that walk. He looks confident. And that meant a lot to a lot of the guys in the generation I grew up with. I don't even think they sold out a leather coat. They may have. But it's like every guy you knew wanted a leather coat just like John Shaft. They took pictures with them. You know, it was just phenomenal. And that's why it has lasted for so long. It really has. I'm going to pass it back over to you, Karen.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Michael Hopkins. Yeah, we're going to miss him. And so this is our little way to send him on off. In the style that he so, again, like the veterans, so richly deserved. Michael Hopkins, great job. Nicole Marie, awesome, awesome. I'm just loving this today. I really am on the show, the meaning of what we represent and how we get it across to everybody. And listen, we're literally just at the exact halfway point of an incredible show as well ahead. So you don't want to go there. Coming up at 8 o'clock, at the return of none other than 8 o'clock. We're going to take a little bit of a music break from one of our own guests. She's got a Hollywood star, Miss Melba Moore. Thank you. Great job, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You got it.
been a long, rough road. But I never lost my voice. I never lost my health. I never lost my praise. And I am still you for me.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, it's Thursday morning, October 26th of 2023. And I am with Michael Hopkins. He is the host of VTR, the host of Vet Talk Radio. You guys were listening to Miss Melba Moore. Let me just go ahead and get that out. Just Doing Me, I think is the name of the song. Michael, Melba just got a star. And in 2023, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, was that a surprise to you when you saw her all over the news and just getting a star? What goes through your mind?
Very much so. She is a deserving lady for that star. She has always been a star. And she, you know, when we were talking about evolving, that's what
yes.
she's done. The way
right
I look
before
at
the music break, we were
right. Right.
Marie had in Hope of the Day
right.
talked about. Patrick Lindsay was talking about evolving, continue to evolve. So what were you saying that you felt that that Melba was continues to evolve. She's still out there
always performing. Always evolving. Now she was relevant back in the day, and she's relevant now. And I'm quite sure she's another star that has adopted all the new social media. I know she has.
Yes. And well, Melba is all over the place. Let me tell you, I've had the joy. I've seen Melba perform several times live, but also I've chatted with her live and in person. I also have interviewed her on this broadcast a couple of times, and she's just an incredible lady, and she's so sweet. Just a joy to work with. She really is. And I just, I play back sometimes her old show that she and Clifton Davis were out there. And my favorite thing is, if you listen to Melba songs, that was one of her current songs, but Melba has some great classic songs. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Very much
jam,
so.
You put on some Melba's music from the, you know, from back in the day. She has some great songs.
Oh, very
you can
much,
dance
very
to
much
songs.
So. That song, you know, Carrie, just doing me.
Yeah.
And every time I hear it, it just rings with me. Because
she's so talented. Why, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Why does it resonate with you?
Well,
so much?
Carrie, the reason why it rings with me is because, like we're talking about, that evolving. She's just doing her. She's not worried about anybody else. She's
That's
comfortable
right.
with herself. She's comfortable where she is. And like she said, I'm just doing me. And I just love
wow.
it, Carrie.
I didn't know you could hold a note.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. James, great job, by the way. Good stuff today as well. I love that we get a chance to chat on the show. Now, Michael. Folks know that I would be remiss if I do not talk to you about VTR. And VTR, for you guys who are just tuning in or just joining us for the first time, you have no clue what VTR is. It's not a new device for your TV.
No.
Michael Hawkins. Yeah, not VCR, like, you know, for those of you who go way back. What exactly is VTR? Remind our fans, today is TVT, it's Throwback Thursday on this October 25th morning. What exactly is VTR all about? And let's talk about this past Tuesday show as well. So, Michael, what is VTR? Remind everybody.
VTR is
away,
all
Michael.
About,
yes,
VTR is the Vet Talk Radio Show. The show is on every Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, and in Central Time, it's 6:30. And basically what we do, we assist veterans.
Well, actually, Michael Hopkins, it's 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. I figured I better make sure you guys get it together, man.
I was on that adventure, Carrie.
You were Mountain Time. You know, and I just want to say, to clarify, Vet Talk Radio Show, which Michael is the host, and he has been hosting it right here on our network, across our network, every Tuesday morning at 8:30, again, Eastern. If you're in the Central Time, that's 7:30. And I just love it because you get an opportunity as an accredited claims agent to really review a lot of the process of assisting the veterans, the disabled veterans, with all different types of ways that they can kind of help to add to the bottom line for them each month, and it makes such a difference, I'm sure, in their lives. Now, Michael,
very
speaking
much
of
so.
VTR and the Vet Talk Radio Show, and there's so much to talk about, this past Tuesday, I think we had an opportunity to talk and put a little thumbtack. I think we a three-part series wrapped up that this
right.
past week. And I think it's so important that you kind of cover a whole bunch of different topics. You really, you know, you have a lot of different things you want to say. Why is it so important that you help the veterans?
Okay, it is so important to me because there are so many veterans out here and they're owed compensation for injuries, illnesses they sustained while being in the United States military. Does not matter what branch they were in. They suffered something, something happened, and they're owed compensation. Many times, a lot of veterans do not know how to get compensated. I've had some veterans, Carrie, they didn't even know they were eligible for compensation for years and years, 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, had no idea that that injury they sustained or that illness they sustained could be something they could get compensated for. And here on our show, we, as you would say, we break it on down. We explain, you know, we break it on down. We explain the compensation process. We explain how to get compensated. We talk about things such as lower valued claims versus higher value claims. The last show that we had in that three-part series basically talked about secondary claims. And secondary claims are so very important. The reason why they're important, because that same veteran that sustained that injury or that illness, once they get rated, which basically means they get compensated monetarily for what happened to them when they were on active duty in the United States military. Well, that primary issue that they're now compensated for could more than likely turn into another issue that's related to that first issue. That's where the secondary claim comes in.
I'm
going to use your favorite example. I'm going to use your favorite example. You know, the big team you like, tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Yeah.
Tinnitus is the perception of ringing in the ear. It could be ringing, buzzing, humming. You, the individual veteran, many times are the only one that can hear it because they're too tight. They're subjective and objective. Objective tinnitus is very rare. That's when a doctor can hear it through your ear. Most of us don't have that as veterans. We have subjective tinnitus because of the type of work we did. We may be in combat arms, combat support. We were around loud noises. We were on an airfield, aircraft carrier. We were infantry. We were doing all kinds of things that affected our ears, and a lot of the veterans don't know. And then when they find out, they get rated, i.e. compensated for their tinnitus. But what they don't know, Carrie Hines, that tinnitus can lead to other issues, is what we call secondary issues. One of the, actually there are two secondary issues that can happen, Carrie.
Well, Michael, I'm going to just tell everybody, and thank you for that, Michael, because we had a little mini DTR, and we want to remind everybody, they need to tune in on Tuesdays to hear a whole lot more of all of that, Michael. We really appreciate all of that. It is just fabulous, we say. So listen,
very
Michael,
much so.
I want to take a moment. Coming up in the next half hour, again, we've got something that's kind of new. I shouldn't even say kind of new. It's absolutely new. This is the first time we're really welcoming back the incredible Mary Reed Johnson. Now, Mary's doing something, as I said, it's very different today, and I think you're going to find it fascinating, so you don't want to go anywhere. I'm not going to give you a whole lot more on this. This is the first time she's really talking about this on our airwaves, so you really, I think we're going to just let things kind of roll on out. And now, coming up at about 8:30 or so, Michael, we've got some things that we're going to kind of continue the conversation. We're going to be really talking about a lot of this, and so you don't want to go anywhere. It's just an action-packed hour, as always, on Thursday.
I'm strapped to my chair.
Yeah,
I'm strapped
now,
in my
on
seat.
On Friday, tomorrow in the Spotlight Hour, we bring back to the airways the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. You know who it is, the one and only Mr. Wayne Smith. So Wayne Smith is going to be with us live in the 8 o'clock hour. We're super excited about that. We're super, super excited. So it'll be – there's so much in the way of politics going on. I mean, who in the world would have ever thought that there's so many things? Wayne is always scheduled for our show, and by the time he comes to the show, about 10 big things have happened to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's perfect timing. So I want to talk with Wayne tomorrow about the new Speaker of the House, court cases and what's going on for the upcoming elections, the local things, the national things, all the different things. So we're going to break everything down. Wayne Smith, again, he was the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey for about 12 years. So he'll be with us live on the air as guest co-host for the hour at about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on Friday's show. And you know, we wrap up the week tomorrow of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, so Michael, I'm excited. I think that's going
to
be fun.
Oh, so am I, Carrie. I cannot wait to hear Wayne Smith weigh in on the topics that we're going to be talking about. He gives such great insights. You know, he's behind-the-scenes guy. And I learn a whole lot just listening to him about the political climate when we talk about it.
And I'm
just excited, Carrie. I am just excited to hear Wayne Smith weigh in. And like Carrie said, you don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear Wayne Smith because he gives excellent insight.
On that, Michael, I could not say that any better. So we're going to have you guys just to stay with us. We've got so much more to get into this morning. So here's Dr. Freeman with a little bit on Annie Malone. Michael, we'll be on the other side of this to chat a whole lot more this morning. Stay with us.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about the Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. First word is four letters, Poro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they also see a booklet that she published back in 1926 And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And,
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They're both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. And here's a college that employed in 1926 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's why the spelling of Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
And don't ever confuse leading blacks with black leaders. Let me tell you why you don't do that. One of the reasons you don't confuse them, black leaders are chosen by you. They're chosen by the people they're going to lead. They're chosen by us. But let me tell you about the leading blacks. The leading blacks are chosen by the media. Leading blacks are chosen by ABC, all broadcasting Caucasians. Leading blacks are also chosen by NBC, nothing broadcasting but Caucasians. And the rest is chosen by CBS, the Caucasian broadcasting system. And when you allow leaders to be chosen by the media, that's owned by the corporations, when you get ready to change your lives, but carefully watch and see what the leading blacks are doing. Because that's when the leading blacks sneak into the door to the corporations, and they will tell the corporations, oh, we know how to go and put them down. We know how to get you some real affirmative action Negroes to come in and work. We know how to do that. But at the end of the day, the leading blacks lead the corporations, and the leading blacks have gotten paid while we have gotten slaves.
All right. Mary Reed Johnson, it is always a great pleasure to have you back with me right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
good morning.
Mary, good morning to you. Of course, you guys know Mary from Hair Head Heart. Mary, I just want to lead on in with this. And this is kind of like talking about some of the current stories out there on hair and beauty, if you will. And so I kind of want to lead on in kind of like five items on on what we think you might want to chat a little bit about today. So we're so grateful to have you tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Mary Reed Johnson, my very special guest today. What's at number five?
Oh, let's talk about some of the trends that are going on right now. Like, I'm going to throw one out there. Color is a thing. This week alone, I did someone with ginger hair, or I created ginger hair.
Ginger.
Purple, like the deepest purple, and on a dreadlock, like the tips, and some green, money green is the thing. So, well, for me this week. And so color is on and popping. I don't know if they're trying to match the fall colors or what, but it's good.
Well, Mary, this is something I got to jump in and say. I have also witnessed this. The color it's been a color explosion. And mm-hmm. I think that you guys out there know this. This is nothing new to you. You can see it everywhere. And there was for a time people would be a little bit nervous about incorporating color for many different reasons. But color has really taken off into a level all by itself. And I just want to say, go ahead, Mary.
Can I throw in? I love when people do their hair at home with color, because then they have to come to me for color correction.
Oh, for corrective spirit. Listen, I knew I was going to do that today. Oh, Mary. Yeah, you guys out there. And listen, we've talked about this recently right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where, a lot of folks who are getting their entire cosmetology or natural hair career together off social media or off the internet. So listen, we want you guys to be aware of a lot of these things. But I love the trends and things that the items that Mary just mentioned. I think that's okay. My favorite trend that I noticed, Mary, at number five on this list today, ironically, the short chops that are seeming to be making a return. Because everybody had gone to the long Kardashian flowing hair, if you will. So I think this is kind of going back to the Halle Berry, classic Halle Berry. I just find it all, it just seems like we're all over the board with hair. Is that kind of the way it seems a little bit?
I think the transitions are, it's pretty cyclical. You'll see it again if it's long this week, next week or, next season. But the thing is the cycles are getting faster. So you see the same thing that I've seen anyway for the last 30-something years, but I'm seeing it faster. So I won't say I can totally predict, but you can tell when there's a shift coming. And so, in season right now, I agree with you. There's a lot of the super cuts, and so people are thinking they'll just grow it out in the winter. Maybe they'll be in a protective style. Maybe they'll be in braids, maybe not. But they're okay with just looking whatever nature provides, they're okay with. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
I love that, what you just said. Whatever nature has provided. When can that be the biggest trend of all? I would love that so much. I really would.
Yes.
It
does
yeah.
happen, but most people get bored and they switch it up anyway.
Okay. I've been digging with that.
Can I tell you a line that they used to tell me?
Yes.
Because I've been natural all but maybe 2 or 3 years of my entire life, and I'm in my 60s. So people used
still
to tell me, your hair is... Oh, thank you. It's like, your hair is long enough, it'd look good in a perm, as if it didn't look good already. And it's like, whatever, but that stuck with me. It's like, okay, well, it looks good in a perm. It looks good in a curl. It looks, just like if I roller set it, it looks good out on fufu. It looks good. I just think I look good. So,
yeah.
And being in the industry, I get all kinds of stares because It's like, well, what you doing today? Why?
Yeah, for the hairstylist, it takes on a whole new level that you have to always have your hair on point. There is no way that you can kind of go out. Like, I can just kind of, you know, go out looking at it with my head, you know, hair sitting on my head. But as a professional, and even I still have to be careful because I also represent my hair products. I represent what we do to a big degree. My number four, Mary, is on something that has really taken hold. And I'm going to mention these dates and see if you can kind of figure out about this new law. And it's already taken effect in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. Mary, any idea what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. No, and two of the states I've been in, but I didn't make it happen that way. But it is the Crown Act.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that's to open up the world for preventing discrimination against hair.
Exactly. Preventing hair discrimination, I call it. Just right on top of what Mary said, and it's absolutely correct. Here's the thing with that, and ding, 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 I forgot. You get your wonderful refrigerator for hitting that on the head. That is correct, Mary. It is. And I always, we talk a lot about this on the Hair Radio Morning Show because I get so worked up the fact that it's necessary or needed. I really
do. Well, you know, Carrie,
yeah,
women in the military just got to wear, they could wear pants. You know, just strange things from the strange book. Yeah.
Really,
but anyway, go ahead. More about the Crown Act.
You're absolutely right. It is hard to imagine that, you know, that someone would literally discriminate about your hair. It's almost like someone saying that your fingernails, are growing. You know, it defies common sense. So a lot of the crazy, you know, this kind of talk is irrational and emanates from irrational behavior and irrational mindsets and all of that. But the Crown Act I'm so proud of because in those states that we outlined, at least as of this time you're hearing the show, those are the states, and we're so excited. More are being added to the list that are saying you cannot just mistreat someone, their protections in place according to that state in the way of the laws. This is you cannot discriminate, especially for these businesses or corporations that choose to do so. I remember going into my old jobs with cornrows or braids. I did. I literally went in, and I was the manager, and it would just be a whole that if you could see the eyes that you got, it was just always something that folks freely felt was their that they were okay to discriminate against your hair. Sometimes they didn't recognize, I'll say that they didn't recognize the discriminatory behavior, but, you know, so I'm glad of that. So just wanted to go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I throw in these things? I mean, it's sad that each state now feels that they need to ratify it, but go ahead, do your thing. This was really, or should have been covered, you know, on paper it was covered, we'll say, in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Human Rights Act, there we go, of 1977. So they are federally in place, but each state now
Well,
to
I can't say that the Crown Act is yet not federally in place.
It wasn't the Crown Act specifically,
but all of those
standards are supposed to be
protected
under that. But who goes
Mary,
to court?
Mary, it would be. I can only say that sadly, you know, it should be. First of all, it's awful that it's even necessary, but the fact that it is, okay, fine. I'm not against it being federally protected. I think that would be great. However, I'm saying it is.
Yeah. I can read
no, no, no,
the statute.
No, no, no.
Give me a second.
Well, here's what we're going to tell everybody, Mary. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes.
Because we are right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show going to do the talking.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Mary, I think we're up to you at number three. Ooh, okay. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, Mary, what would you like to do?
I have it. Because all the time people ask me, they bring in a product or ask me, is this stuff any good? And so that's a pretty big question. So I have been able recently to pull out an app. There's a couple of apps that can help you look at your product and like rate them or tell you if they're unsafe, basically.
Well,
if they're
amazing.
They have sure one of do you want the names of
sure go right ahead yeah
one
is,
app
Mary,
is
actually in terms of to figuring out if the ingredients in your products right Mary
Yeah,
are
they
safe?
So they might, when they ask me, is it any good, they might be wondering, you know, will it give my hair shine? And my bend is for safety. So I looked at Proposal 65 and things that are on that, you know, saying like, is this going to give you a birth defect? Does this usually cause cancer, especially in like, you know, whatever the population is I'm serving? Or is it going to cause reproductive harm? You know, that type of stuff. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what these apps are looking at if they are on some dangerous list. So one is Think Dirty, and these are free apps. And the other is Yuka, and I think there's even one. Think Dirty?
Not the one.
Oh, Yuka?
Yeah.
I look at my phone and see what I think it's Y-U-K-I. I'm going to double check
it. Okay, well, you guys can Google it. And if you put in the close enough letters, you'll get it. But
it's
Mary,
Yuka,
I
like
love
the
this.
Plant, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. I kind of remember that. Yeah. I think
it's the
by the way.
Food and Cosmetic Scan.
Wow. I love that. That's actually amazing. Mary, first of all, thank you. Mary, you always bring us something. You're always on the cutting edge, and so we're gonna talk with Mary a little bit more about Hair, Head, Heart in just a moment. So I'm just loving this, Mary. Good. So number three, being able to scan the product, being able to get some of these apps now because of technology, and in this way, I love that technology can help with that. Good stuff. I didn't even know that existed. So, Mary, I thank you myself.
Well, years ago, I had put in a couple of different pitches and, you know, got no traction, got no money, but it's like somebody did, so yay.
Somebody figured it out. Thanks to Mary Reed Johnson. We'll listen. And the fans of the Hair Radio. Might have been some of our listeners right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Give me that check.
Hey, well, as long as they're saving lives, I'm happy with that.
Me too. Well, speaking of which, talking about lives being saved, well, first of all, here's something that just when you thought it was safe, to go back to watching your favorite TV award show. Here's more of, Jada Pinkett Smith hitting the airwaves. Well, here at this time, there's a big book out and all of that that she put out to the world. And so, you know, all of this new talk about, you know, the relationship that she shared with her The husband that we know of is a superstar, Mr. Will Smith, out of my original Philadelphia home. So this is where there was more to the story, apparently. And so the Red Table Talk. Yeah, that one. Host has now developed a shared a little bit more in this new book that's hit the world out there and all of that. And I just want to say that remember the story was that alopecia, this is how the word kind of just became a big part of our story. When Chris Rock, who is the famous comedian, was hosting the Oscars, a year or so ago and literally made, to me it was an innocuous joke about G.I. Jane, but she had Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had already talked about suffering from alopecia, and I guess that's where this all came from. So anyway, it's all back. And I just don't know. I don't know what else. Well, she has a new book out and all of that. That I guess this is a part of the promotion. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
We never know what these celebs do. I'm looking generically right now at just a Google some pictures, whatever, and.
Yeah.
If you know what a lace front is,
yes, for
generically,
you know.
Well, I'm talking to the listeners.
Like
I know you know.
From the sky.
No, but
I've been hosting this over 28 years.
No, not you.
Course.
But it could be a new listener who doesn't know Hollywood
fans,
hair is a thing.
Yeah.
Man,
so
you
right.
Generically. Okay.
Yeah, tell everybody what the lace fronts are, because this is really huge.
Yeah, so it's Hollywood hair. So a lot of times you will, shave your perimeter, and
the
then
edges,
you glue the, pieces in place, and you put your
which
microphone in. So
which is awful to me, but go ahead.
Well, no, if they do it right, you don't know. I mean, you didn't know Farrah Fawcett hasn't had extensions. We didn't know, what's the lady... Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she had extensions.
Well,
so extensions are not a new thing.
Celebrity. Right, no. And let me just say this, because Mary brings up a good point. Extensions have been around for years, and they've been added, and there are all kinds of different processes for that. My thing is not so much against extensions, but I don't want anybody gluing their head. That's the way I stand. But again, with the popular
Let's talk
style,
safety again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
that's how
I'm gonna,
feel.
And
but
this is
ahead,
just
Mary.
my perception of these pictures I'm looking at right now with like the bald pictures of her. It's like I definitely see outline where it's even a bald picture, it might be a lace front. Because there's some wrinkling of the scalp. You know how when you tap something and it's...
Oh, I see what you're saying in some of the styles that she's worn. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm in with you on that because I can tell you, we're talking about Jada Pinkett Smith going back to that. 1,000%. We've all seen, you guys out there have seen the many different styles that some of the professionals I've heard mentioned that they would consider it, now this is in their words, someone might consider it to be abusive, which would be traction type alopecia. But the way that it sounded is that, here's the thing, is that it was making it sound like it was the other types of alopecia, which are internal and which could be triggered by other
stress
internal. As opposed
autoimmune
to,
things. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, autoimmune things, which are different than traction, which is where, it's a kind of like abuse of, I could say could be, that's what it really is. Of when it comes to your hair care, or and I don't even want to say abuse per se because it may be unwilling not being aware and lack of education and all that kind of stuff.
I guess my question is, are they saying that she doesn't actually have some type of alopecia?
Well,
that's
what I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you guys that part. It's all over the internet where that's even coming into question. And it's just it's a mess. Let me just say.
Well, you know what?
You are,
I'm going to say she's beautiful regardless.
Oh, no. I don't think anybody has ever discounted. I think the whole family, I think they're an attractive family. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to go out and say. Well, I don't agree with, to me, a lot of the ways that they seem to have made everything in their lives so public. I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if that whole thing with the Oscar slap had not happened, we wouldn't be talking about the word alopecia today. So even though we were talking about it on their radio show since 1995, you guys weren't talking about it if it had not been for that. So I just want to say, you know, let's just all move on and let Jada be
Carrie,
Jada.
Are you kidding? If we move on, they don't get paid as much. They need their money. They're going to be in this limelight as much as possible.
Well,
I'm going to get censured.
Good one, well, good one. And listen, I think my very special guest, Mary Lee Johnson, again, we today have been kind of just looking back at some of the recent stories that are out there and some hair care items that were talked in. And so we kind of listed five items. Before we get to number one, Mary, I really just want to just kind of talk to you a little bit about Hair Head Heart. Can you just remind everybody a little bit about the amazing HHH, what it's all about?
Top down, hair, head, heart. And those are a combination of my passions, and it's a company I started in 2015, and I do workshops and give presentations and, you know, just generically practice making the world a better place. No, but truly, the hair world, a lot safer, increase in awareness of some of the concerns that people have in their career before there's a problem. So I do have a book coming out probably toward the beginning of the year.
Okay,
well, we're in our last stages.
We're going to remind
you. It'll be about that.
We want you to come back when the book comes out, and we'll keep everybody informed on that. Mary,
sure.
Good stuff. Okay, Hair, Head, Heart, Mary Lee Johnson. And Mary, you've done so many things right here, so folks will always be able to hear you playing across our network. Let me just go ahead and toss that on in. So being our guest, what on could possibly be at number one today on some of the you know, status of where we are in the hair business is, what could possibly be your number one? Mary Lee Johnson.
I think I'm still stuck on what's happening with hair and safety combined.
I think that would be really nice. But, Mary, remember, I think we have to talk about afros making a big
comeback.
You got it. That's where we are today. So, but
I have a perfect segue. Can I? Remember Steve Harvey's perfect hairdo? We wondered about whatever. He also had the lace front, and it was an afro. Oh, yeah. So, how's that for a segue?
Let's just say that's what folks have. The hair people know, and let me just also say this, because it's these days. It's not just Steve. It's a whole lot of folks.
Oh, no. Everybody.
Men and women, especially
the cat's out of
the
bag.
Yeah, the cat's way out the bag on that. Even the cat has a lace front. So so listen, let me kind of go back on this. Mary, I love this. The reason I say that the afro has made a big return also, because someone just told me And you guys are not going to know what this means if you're of a certain age, TWA. And so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there. The teeny weeny afro, you know, has truly made a big, big, big return. So that's all I want to say. Mary, great to have you with us. Yes, awesome job. All right.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Oh, you got it. Of course, again, we've talked with Mary V. Johnson and just some amazing items today on the show. Okay. All right. Mary, thanks again for being with us, and we'll see you back here.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
We're back live. It is Thursday morning. It's October 26th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are broadcasting live. It's the Throwback Thursday. Let me get to the line, Mr. Michael Hopkins, out of beautiful, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning again, Michael Hopkins.
Boy, Carrie, that was my jam, bro. That was my jam. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that was my jam.
I figured we put on a surprise for Hopkins. You're talking about the song Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The harmonies in that, Carrie.
Yeah.
The harmonies and the way Philip Bailey was singing. Oh, yeah. Back in the day. You took a brother back in the day.
Thursday, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, very much.
We got to go to town on Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yes, Carrie. You threw down with that song. You threw down.
Yeah, it was a perfect fit for the show today. I just love the whole broadcast. It's been just phenomenal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The radio morning
smoking
show,
today, Carrie.
Thank you. We do our best to make sure that our fans get the very best from us. So today was no exception. And my favorite, I just love Mary Reed Johnson.
Johnson, yes. She brings it, Carrie.
All new today. If you guys missed any part of Mary a little while ago, Mary was fabulous. And what Mary did was she did a whole thing, which was like a countdown of five kind of things about the hair industry now going on, and I love the talk. It was very interesting.
Oh yeah,
and we were battling it out. I was telling Mary that the Crown Act, which again is state by state, you know, they pass laws by state. This is not a blanket federal regulation. I wish it were. Something that is, and not all the states have it. So that's what I was trying to get across. I want to make sure that that's clear. You guys know I put out information here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're always on point.
On point.
With
excellent information.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie, it was just, to me, it was very educational because.
Really?
It was very educational,
huh?
Yeah, I did, because my thought pattern was the Crown Act was a cross-board federal law. That was my thought pattern when I hear that word Crown Act. Yeah, I really did. And when now I'm finding we do a state by state thing.
Yeah, Crown literally is like the head. Yeah.
Right.
But so I'm glad we were able to clarify that. Let me just make sure that's clear. And, guys, you can Google this. It literally lists all the states where the Crown Act has already passed. I'm in one of those states here in New York. And so, but again, this is not a federal law. It's just state by state. And remember that the cosmetology boards are regulated in each state. There are different regulations across the board. There's no blanket cosmetology.
No federal law.
License.
No, right. It's not federally protected. Our hair,
right.
None of that is with regard to that. Some of the states, they're literally trying to do away with licensing, period. Can you get believe that? Yeah, but none of the laws have passed with regards to that. So it's still required
that
you get a license. We pay attention to these things. We've been in this business for a long time.
Now, Karen, can I ask you a question?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now,
that's what we're here for,
the
Michael.
The other thing I'm curious about, I'm curious about this. Is there reciprocity between the states when it comes to this type of industry?
Well, yes. And by reciprocity, I believe what you're saying is that if a hairstylist has a license in, say, the state of New York, and she moves to, say, the state of New Jersey, does she have to go through the entire cosmetology course again, or would her license from New York be recognized in her new state in New York? New Jersey,
right.
I think, was my example. So here's the thing with that. Again, remember that each state does their own regulations. Remember, each state has a cosmetology board, sure, but they also have their own regulations. And you got to remember, some states, you got to check, because some states that there are, you know, they have a reciprocal type agreement in place, and other states, they may not. So if you moved, and it has happened, I've had folks right here on the show where they were licensed in one state, moved to a different state, and there was no reciprocal agreement in place. So that reciprocity that you talk about didn't exist there for her, and I remember she had to start all over again.
Wow, yeah,
so
that's what I was going to say. Wow.
Yeah, and that's a good question, Michael, and you being a hair distributor and all that, this is good that you, that these are the types of questions and things. But one other point on that, a finer point on this, for folks who are not in the hair business, who are learning by listening to our show, that's great. There's also another thing that each state regulates a little differently for the professional hairstylist. And that is what are known as CEU-type things, which are the continued education units or credits, credits. Or you have to, you've heard of it, where you have to keep a certain, you know, kind of probably like even in the security industry that you were in, where you had to stay abreast of any changes and things like that.
Correct.
And you could get credit throughout the year towards that. Well, there are states that have that, which is the continued education type credits. Certain states have it, other states don't.
Wow.
Just, you know, again,
I see the problem now, Carrie.
It's regulated by the state. Yeah.
Right.
So that's
see the problem.
Well, we don't have that in my state. And I'm in the state of New York. We don't have continued education. It's not required. In some other states, the hairstylist must continue their education. It is required. Listen, I've been in this hair business and industry since 1995. We know where the bodies are buried. We've chatted with trichologists, hair product folks. My friends are, you know, one day I'm chatting with the Bronner Brothers folks, and the next day Upscale Magazine, you know, superstar celebrities like we played Melba earlier, and then she went on and got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Say's dad, Matthew's been on our show. Miss Dionne Warwick, as you guys know, has been on our show. I went to her cousin Whitney's mom, when they had the street naming ceremony in Newark, New Jersey, I had a chance. I was invited. I'm looking at the invitation right now on my wall.
to come to Miss Sissy Houston's street naming ceremony, which I did and had a chance to see Sissy, and Dion was there as well, and so many other folks. I'm just grateful to be part of this whole thing, Michael. You know, I feel very fortunate. I really do.
Very much.
And
so
we continue. Yeah. Like even tomorrow we have the, former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. When Wayne comes to the show, you don't want to miss it.
No, you don't.
Again, yeah, it's a great way to kind of learn. We're going to talk on some things that affect us. And we may be a little shy about sharing that we don't know these things. But that's why you can listen to our broadcast in the comfort of your home, in your car, in the shower, if you wish. You can listen to us anywhere. And you will pick up something, especially the cultural. We're a touchstone for all of that talk, and it means something to us, and so do you. So this is, I'm very proud of what we've accomplished on the Harry
Radio much
so
today. Very much so.
We're live on this Thursday, October
26th. Very educational and
informative. Well, thank you, Michael. Wow, I feel very special. I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just every time we have, like you said, we have the trichologists on here. We have the hairstylist, natural, Mary Reed Johnson. Every time they come on, I learn a little bit more. And I feel my confidence level just goes through the roof, Carrie, every time. I'm at the point now,
like
Carrie.
You sound like a different person now, Michael. You are
an
official.
And you know, Carrie.
I have to work you with that.
Yeah, I used to shy away from, you know, as a guy, I used to shy. When my wife would go into that section with hair and beauty and all that, I got the card, you know, we're in Walmart. I'm going to go look at this. But now I don't shy away. I actually go in the aisle with her, and I'm looking for different products and what's in the product and who is it for. And it's just exciting to me. It really is.
Well, Michael, you're a part of the hair and beauty industry now, and that
very
is
much
important.
So.
You're one of the stars of our broadcast. Folks know who you are, and that says a lot. So I'm honored to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to remind folks out there, we talked a little bit about this in days gone by. But, yeah, just want to remind folks, get the Salon TV Network. My goodness.
Oh, yes.
It's something that you won't regret.
It's playing all the time.
And we just enjoy it. I think Nicole Marie and I were talking early this morning on the show, I think in the first segment or so, about the – what we were watching in the middle of the night. I'm like, well, I was watching I was watching a game show with her. She was like, well, there was a movie on. And we're talking about the Salon TV Network. And so we're so excited. And this is, again, something that you can order through us. We license you to carry the Salon TV Network. It plays around the clock. It's playing right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's hair beauty community. We have everything from movies and hair and beauty tips to Zoom shows to other shows to interviews to hair product talk. You can only get the Salon TV Network from us directly. It's not on YouTube. It's not this and that. You have to be licensed and approved by us. So, and this is a great way. Michael, and what happens is we watch these wonderful shows and we can talk about it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, kind of like what we do with AfroLife Magazine and so much more. So I'm super excited about it. What do you think about that, Michael?
Oh, yes. You've got to get it, everybody out there. You've got to get it. You have to.
Thank you.
The colors,
yes,
you know, like the colors are beautiful, the content. So you have to get
it. Yeah, it's very sharp. Here's the thing with that. It's super sharp. It really is. So I have in my office here, I have in our studio office, I have a smaller television, which my dear brother who passed away gave me that beautiful TV, and it's so sharp and crystal clear and really signifies so much. I just love it. And it plays the Salon TV network just in an incredible way. It's incredible how sharp it is. So Nicole Marie, she talks about it every day. Oh, it's so beautiful. She loves it, and so will you. So please get it and just join our little community group. That's what it's all about. So, Michael, I'm super excited. It's been a fantastic week. It's hard to believe that Friday's show is 11 minutes away. It'll be tomorrow. So it's just incredible. It really is. So what's gone through your mind this week, Michael? Any favorite moments on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, Carrie, just like you, one of my favorite moments every morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show is listening to Maggie Anderson. Every time I listen to Maggie Anderson, Carrie, I just get a deeper meaning as to what she's talking about.
And
it reminds me so
much. What has it come to mean to you or to represent to you having this Maggie? And we play Maggie Anderson every day on this show. So what does that mean to you?
One of the things that she talks about is about who's owning the shops that are distributing the things in our neighborhoods. It reminds me so much that I have a wife and I have three daughters, and I used to accompany them, and even when my mother was alive, I would accompany them to a typical store that had Black Beauty products. And in hindsight, you know, I would notice who was owning the store. And listening to Maggie Anderson, it just reinforces to me as an African-American that we should own our own in our neighborhoods. It just makes sense to me.
Totally. And you're so correct, Michael, because like Maggie says, these are products that are used by our community. And folks, if you stop and think for 5 seconds, if we're using the product and they're made for us, yet you got somebody else owning those product stores or where we go to buy them, and we're not even able to sell. They won't even permit you to sell if you were opening up your own store as a person of color. So there's all of that, and there's a history of that in this country. And what they used to do is tell you, we can't license you to sell the product because you're too close to one of our distributors. So all kinds of stuff like that. And it's just, Maggie, you hit it on the head. Maggie Anderson talks of, you know, just remembering that we have to support each other. And so Maggie every day here on the show. So I just want to say thank you for that. So today, Michael, great broadcast.
Oh, yeah, it really was. I can't wait to go back and listen to it again, Carrie, because it was just, you know, just Chaka Khan. You know, and as you know, you played my jam. I'm going to say it again. That right there, Earth, Wind, and Fire, if they had groupies, which I'm sure they would, I probably would have been in their groupie group following them all around the country.
You do have a groupie, Michael.
Yeah. And believe it,
Michael,
and you know, Carrie,
we're just girls and we love it. Good stuff.
You know, believe
what,
it or not,
that,
Carrie, and, I'd say back in the day when my wife was my girlfriend, we actually saw Earth, Wind, and Fire live back in the day in Philly. The Spectrum is gone now, but that's where we went to see them, and it was a great concert. And then my kids, years later, decades later, they knew we loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. So unbeknownst to us, they actually bought us tickets to see Earth, Wind, and Fire on my birthday. They didn't tell us.
Wow.
They kind of sneaked it in, and then all of a sudden they said, here you go, Dad and Mom. Go enjoy yourself. And we were just blown away, my wife and I. We were just blown away. And we said, really? And they said, yeah. And it was, I forget the exact years, but it was so close to the date that we actually first saw Earth, Wind, and Fire in concert. It was just so close.
Did you guys enjoy the show?
Oh, very much so. I think after that, I think we saw them a second time. And even though it was raining, it was an outdoor concert, and it was raining, I told my wife, we ain't going nowhere. You got an umbrella? Yeah, honey, I got the umbrella. Okay,
wow.
Let's cover up
that
and let's
incredible.
Listen up.
Well, I love that story. And Michael is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just like me. I'm always so proud of that. So when he says the Spectrum, I know what he's talking about.
Very much so.
The old Spectrum Theater, Spectrum Place, the entertainment folks, the complex. Listen, I just want to say thank you. Michael's been doing a great job here as host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Your broadcast is coming up on Tuesday, your next 8:30 to 9 o'clock Eastern time, from 7:30 to 8 for Central Time Zone. So I know you're working on some wonderful things continuing season 3. And we're excited, and we're going to just keep on. So tomorrow we'll talk about what is coming up next week, what's on Tuesday's broadcast. Speaking of Friday, tomorrow on Fan Day Friday, right here from 6 to 9 a.m., special show. Wayne is back. And boy, oh boy, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be, you'll be on at the 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock if you're in the Central Time. And we're going to be just killing it tomorrow. So
I'm super excited
about it as well. And coming up next week, we have some other folks who will be coming back to the show for the first time. Now, this week, just great stuff. We'll do a review tomorrow. We'll kind of go back over some of the highlights from this broadcast week, which have been just fabulous. And, Michael, it's great to have you back today as well, live on the show. So awesome job. Yes. So we missed you yesterday in that.
Oh, yeah.
Mitchell, Michael
was
there with us.
Yep, Barry, I was here in spirit, though. And I loved the show.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to listen while I was taking care of some business. But I loved it. And I loved the shout-out that you guys did for me, you and Miss Millie. I was just blown away with that. I said, oh, my goodness. I had to tell my wife. I said, did you hear? I said, they're shouting me out. And she was very excited about that, too.
Well, listen, we are just so proud of all that you're doing and just every aspect. Also, speaking of shouting out, we want to shout out to our sister, Miss Wonderful Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. She'll be with us Mitchell tomorrow on Friday, so we're real excited about that. We've got some more surprises lined up in our first hour on Friday show. So you want to tune in from 6 if you can, so you catch every little drop. And if not, you can always play it on back. Like I used to say, play it again, Sam. And
can you guess
where that's from, Michael Hopkins?
Play it again, Sam. Oh, yeah. And that was, who was that? That was Ingrid Bergman. Yeah, Casablanca.
Guys, thank you so much. It's always a great honor and a pleasure to serve you, and that's what we do here. And I can certainly say Michael truly epitomizes that as host of Vet Talk Radio. And with all that we're doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we salute our veterans, we salute you guys out there, you know, have just helped to keep us all safe here in America. And there's so much going on in the world. We just want to make sure that you know we're aware. We have TVs like you, and we just want everybody to be safe. So listen, We're going to get our outro started. And, Michael, why don't you take the last word today? Anything you want to sign off with as we get our outro on?
Oh, yes, Carrie. It's all about the vets, their families, and people who advocate for veterans.
And all of you, our fans
of
the Hair Radio.
And my fans. I can't leave out the fans either.
No, can't do that. All right. It's been an awesome October 26th of 2023. Our show number 913. We say Throwback Thursday. So again, go ahead. Make it a great day. Here's the outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV.